We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
So if you're an 18-year-old kid and you're drafted into the NHL, well, now 19, but you're 18-year-old kid and you're drafted into the NHL, and Big Brother rolls into town to play against the team that drafted you, who do you root for, and why do you have to answer that question, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG? And it is a treat. I'm not going to say honor, Luke, because you're just coming from an arm workout. Just arms today, eh, Riv? Just arms.
How do you even answer? How do you answer when you said to this young man, hey, did you work out this morning? Yeah, I did. Oh, what'd you work on? Oh, we did arms. I've never in all my life have heard a hockey player say that I just did arms.
He didn't say arms, ladies and gentlemen. Craig is being a jerk. What's going on, Luke? What's happening?
Not much. How's it going, guys?
I'm dealing with this Monday on a daily basis. Craig on a Monday, Luke, it's probably like a leg day on a Monday. You know what I mean?
That's the worst.
It is the worst. How are you doing? Let's tell everybody, first of all, what was college hockey like this year with COVID? Luke Tuck here goes to BU and played his first season last year with the Terriers. And what was it like? You know, obviously it's your first year, so you don't know what normalcy feels like in college hockey, but just from what teammates said and what your experience was it what you thought it would be when you signed up to go to BU a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously, with the fans not being there, it was definitely tough. We only played 16 games, but my previous year at the US program, we played 18 college games. So we played BU, North Dakota, some of those higher end colleges, and kind of gave me a little taste of it.
So you like playing in front of fans. Everybody does. Did you think it would change the way that it did? Like, I mean, did you think it would have an impact on the game the way that it did? Watching games, it's hard to watch games without fans.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of college hockey. I think the camaraderie with, the students, the passionate fans. And I've talked to a lot of students that go to BU that I don't play sports that I became friends with. And a big part of the reason they went to BU is because the hockey program. And when I heard that, I was like, that is crazy. But at the same time, you see Boston and BU, what they produce and all the schools around it, and especially the Beanpot and some of those bigger tournaments are really great for the city.
What'd you think of the workload?
I got to ask this before this is a hockey show, but I'm really curious because I've never really asked a young man that's gone to college. How is the academic part? Like Petey this morning started to talk about most hockey players are taking basket weaving. did you take basket weaving? And how was your year, school-wise?
It was good. BU is a tough school. So I took four classes, two are online and two are in person, but I opted to just take all of them online since, BU's on Commonwealth. So it's like a 35-minute walk to one of my classes. So I decided to save the legs for practice. But I'm not really sure how it would compare to in-person classes, but I think the difficulty was there, but I was able to manage it really well.
Instigators, we're talking with Luke Tuck, second round draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens. And His brother, Alex, his brother is Alex Tuck. I don't think I need to give Alex an introduction. If you've listened to the show, I think you've heard Craig rave about him many times on a daily basis here. But so, Luke, you're in a pretty interesting situation here, right? So I'm not going to allow Craig to ask you the obvious question, but you have your big brother, Alex, rolling into, well, not rolling into Montreal, but they're going to be playing Montreal in the third round of the playoffs here. You being a draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, I mean, what kind of rivalry does this have inside of your house? Is there one? As we're showing a video of you right now being drafted as you were in the hotel. And is there a rivalry? Is there any kind of, I guess, you know, let's go Habs in your household, so to speak?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, I've been texting my brother and calling him quite a bit, just picking his brain about some stuff in the playoffs. And, you know, I wouldn't have really thought it would come to this, but I think it's amazing, you know, seeing the team I got picked by this year and Alex, you know, the success that he has had in the playoffs so far. I think it's great. And, you know, tonight's definitely going to be a barn burner. And I think my parents are going to be watching, obviously. So there definitely is a little bit, I wouldn't say tension, but rivalry for sure.
That's and the funny thing is, like, you know, I look at that picture. It's an amazing picture. I think we all remember our draft day and just, I mean, I don't even know if it was like, you know, there's so not pressure, but it was like almost a relief when you heard your name come out. And I look at your brother, I look at your sister, I just look at the smiles on their face, like obviously a very close family. But from what I hear, the best athlete in the family is your sister.
Yeah, well, she's a stud of an athlete for sure.
Now, she is – what sport does she play?
Well, we're twins, so she was in school this past year. She went to Oswego State. She didn't play any sports there. She was focusing on her academics. But in high school, she was a hell of an athlete. You know, she played everything growing up. So her main sports were field hockey and lacrosse, and she was a stud for sure, and she was a beast.
Craig, are there any questions you want to ask Luke? I mean, well, let me ask you this. I hinted that about who you're rooting for, but Riv, what's a kid supposed to say? Like, tell Luke in a media market like Montreal, Luke gets asked a question. Let's say we had the audacity to actually put him on the spot and ask him that question, which shame on you if you do that. But
yeah, but I'll ask him right now. Like, who do you want to win the Stanley Cup?
And how should he answer that?
Who do you want to win this series?
How should he answer that?
Vegas Golden Knights or the Montreal Canadiens? You're drafted to the Montreal Canadiens. You got a brother playing on the Golden Knights. They're going in the conference finals. Who are you cheering for?
Well, I'm not really going to answer that question, Riv.
Riv, come on.
Hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Let me write that down.
You guys can use your imagination.
Cheering for Vegas.
You know, the thing is though, it's hard, isn't it, Luke? And I was saying to Luke the other day, Riv, I'm like, you know, you're going to be asked that question. You're going to be asked that question and someone is going to take it. And they're going to, I could see it on a Montreal headline right now because they don't care. They don't care about the kid. They care about how many clicks they get. I could see it now. American Habs draft prospect rooting for brother in conference finals. Boom. Have you had tweets already blown up your inbox? I said you did, but I thought you had some fans messaging you saying you better be rooting for the Habs.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit so far on Twitter and my Instagram, so it's been kind of cool to look at. I think it's cool, but I'm not really commenting on the series. And, you know, I'm a prospect of Montreal, and I don't think it's really my part to say and to who to root for.
Well, yeah, but how cool would it be, though?
You don't have to cheer for Vegas Golden Knights. You're going to cheer for your brother. You want your brother to win Stanley Cup, and that's the way it is. If I was playing against my brother, then there's something different. Then it's, I don't want my brother to win because I want to win, okay? But it's okay to say that you're cheering for your brother. That's natural. And, you know, guess what? You're in Montreal limelight. They are going to spin whatever they want. But at the end of the day, your brother's your brother, and you know you guys grown up together, and you want to see him have success. And
the coolest thing though too is that you're in an interesting spot, Luke, where things can be twisted, but you're also in a win-win because, you know, if Montreal loses, your brother advances. But if your brother loses, the team that drafted you advances to the Stanley Cup final. I mean, so it's one of those scenarios where you don't lose either way, but it's just unfortunate. See, what we're teaching you right now, Luke, is the power of media and how guys like us, me and Rev, can screw you over in a heartbeat, right? We can try to end your career if we wanted to, but you know, we're not guys like that, but they are out there. So just make sure you're careful. But what do you do think about the playoffs so far, Luke? What do you think about
it?
Yeah. Do you think your style of play, do you think the style of play that you bring to the table is a style of play that will be beneficial to a team down the road in games like this?
Yeah, I think so. My big powerful power forward style and kind of that grit translates, I'd say, to the playoffs. And, you know, seeing these teams go at it and with the fans especially has been super special to watch. And, you know, some of the series coming up, Vegas, Montreal, and Tampa Islanders, like last night's game it was cool to watch, especially with all the fans too.
Do you follow Montreal a lot, like since you've been drafted?
Like how much hockey do you watch?
Yeah,
I watch hockey every night. I mean, my parents have it on every night. I mean, there's been, what was it, in the regular season there was a game on every night.
Hey, Craig, start rifling off some old Montreal players, see if he's heard of them or knows who they are. Guys that he needs to know when he gets there. Yvon Cornwallier, you ever heard of him?
No.
You ever?
Luke, that's worse than saying you're rooting for your brother. Luke.
I honestly, I think that we should stop that part of the interview right now because.
Yeah, you're making me look cool.
No, his age is going to know who Yvon Cornwallier is.
Right? I do not know who the Roadrunner is. This is ridiculous.
Oh, the Roadrunner. Oh, my God. I didn't even know he was the Roadrunner. Instigators, WGR 550.
How do you not know who the Roadrunner is? You know who the Pocket Rocket is?
That's sure. Maurice.
No,
that's Henry. Henry Richard is the Pocket Rocket. That's the brother, right?
Yeah. The Pocket Rocket is Henri Richard.
Yeah.
The Rocket is.
Is what?
Maurice Richard.
They're all brothers, right?
Luke, tell us this.
Do not show up to training camp without doing some work.
Hey, did you play against Owen Power this year? Did you play Michigan?
I did not. I played with him growing up. Played against them all growing up, and then I didn't play against him in juniors at all.
What can you tell us about him?
Oh, he's a stud for sure. He's a real deal. Big guy, you know, he's like a Nick Lidstrom.
Nick Lidstrom, the Nick greatest Lidstrom. Defenseman of all time.
You just threw that out like it was like really easy to say Nick Lidstrom.
I'd say that's a player comparison for him. He can skate, you know, he's got the hockey sense. He's a really good player.
Nick Lidstrom.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of Nick Lidstrom? Where are you getting that comparison from? That's unbelievable, and it's bold.
Give me a comparison.
Because Craig wants to trade the first overall pick. Hey, Luke, Craig wants to trade number one pick. I'm like, you're insane. It's not a Connor McDavid. I'm like, you guys are absolute.
Okay, let me ask you this question. How old are you, Luke?
19.
Did you ever play against Quentin Byfield?
Yeah, I played against him. I was on the same spring team for him for a little bit, yeah.
Okay, what do you think of him?
Really good player. I mean, what do you want me to say about
comparison? You said Nick Lidstrom from Owen Power. I need
Power? I mean, do you want me to compare the two players or?
No, I don't want Byfield to compare because they're apples and oranges. One's a forward, one's a D. We got one guy that looks like Nick Lidstrom. What do we got for Quentin Byfield? I know he's 6'4". I know he's like 220 pounds. Like what is his projection in this league?
I'm not really too sure his player comparison. I think, didn't he say like Malkin or someone? I'm not too sure.
That's not too bad either. It's not too bad either.
I mean, these, like when you compare yourself to a player, you compare yourself to a really good player. You don't compare yourself to. I'm not saying there's bad players in the NHL, but
yeah,
you know,
who do you compare yourself to?
Like a Jamie Benn. I've heard some people say like Blake Coleman type of style.
We'll take it. How's your brother's house in Vegas?
It's gorgeous.
You been out there? You going out there?
I went out last month. Saw two games.
Does it have a pool?
Yep.
No, it doesn't have a pool. Have you? Hey, honestly, don't tell anybody, but is he giving you like $100,000 or anything yet? I played with a guy who had siblings and he was making a ton of money. And at Christmas, he bought them 4 runners and gave them each $100,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Yeah,
your brother made more than he did. Just saying.
I'm definitely not getting that, but he treats us well for sure.
I bet. What's on the workout agenda for today?
I just have to skate later. Yeah, arms.
Summer classes?
Yeah, I take one class Monday, Wednesdays.
Is it mandated through the program that you do summer classes, or is that something that your mom and dad make you do?
They kind of mandate it. They highly recommend it. So the BU does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You a candidate for the Hobie next year? We're not talking. See, Luke, you're too humble for that. I can't put you on the spot for that, buddy.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But seriously, how good is your team going to be next year?
Really good, I think. I definitely think we made a big stride from 2 years ago to last year. You know, we have a lot of good freshmen coming in, and our captain's staying, and a couple of the older guys are. So really good leadership group, and we're going to have some big depth to our team. So it's going to be a special year.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye out for you, buddy. Good luck. I'll be chatting with you soon here real soon. But thanks for coming on with us today. And, you know, again, reminder, don't ever tell anybody who you're rooting for. Just keep it clear. Montreal always, baby. It's always Montreal, right? Right,
Absolutely.
Luke?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go Habs, go. And I did him a favor. I said Montreal is going to beat Vegas in this series last week. I said it. I said the Habs are going to win. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry. Spread the word. Spread the word to Vegas.
But they're apologizing to me.
They're not going to figure out Carey Price. I'm apologizing to your parents and your brother, Alex. Instigators, we got to go. Thanks for your time today, kid.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll be back. Final segment, things that Craig won't care about. 23 years ago today, what happened? What happened? I'll tell you all about it. Maybe one of the biggest sporting moments in history. Stick around, more to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.